is listening. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herring. Many Democrats are blaming President Biden for their party's loss in the presidential race. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In the days since Donald Trump's comeback victory, Democrats have been pointing fingers at Joe Biden. Some of the vice president's backers are expressing frustration with his decision to remain in the race until midsummer, despite his unpopularity and voter concerns about his age. When Biden withdrew, it left Vice President Kamala Harris with only 107 days to try and win the presidency. Former 2020 presidential candidate Andrew Yang wasn't shy in assessing blame. He said the biggest onus of this loss is on President Biden. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wall Street returns to work this week on the heels of a powerful election week rally ignited by the prospect of a second Trump presidency.
Mr. Trump's pending return to the White House has investors anticipating lower taxes and deregulation. The market also welcomed the convincing nature of the Trump victory, putting to rest fears of a long, drawn-out process before the race was finally settled. The Dow and the S&P gained more than 4.5% on the week, while the Nasdaq advanced almost 6%. For the Dow and the S&P, last week brought the largest single-day percentage gain in 2 years. Rich Thomason reporting.
The government's Highway Safety Agency says Tesla is telling drivers in public statements its vehicles can drive themselves, but if you check the manual, they say they actually need constant human supervision. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is asking the company to make sure its messages are consistent. Opponents of offshore wind energy project expect President Trump to kill an industry he's vowed to end on the first day he gets back to the White House. However, a lot of projects are already in the pipeline. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-266-266. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-262-7044 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-262-7044 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-262-7044.
China has published baselines for a contested shoal in the South China Sea it had seized from the Philippines, a move that's likely to increase tensions over overlapping territorial claims. The foreign ministry today posted online geographical coordinates for the baselines around Scarborough Shoal. The nation's territorial waters and exclusive economic zone are typically defined as the distance from the baselines. A 2016 ruling by an international arbitration court found most Chinese claims in the South China Sea are invalid. China is ignoring that ruling. Tens of thousands have celebrated the fall of the Berlin Wall 35 years ago in Germany's capital. There were open-air concerts, art installations, and official events yesterday commemorating one of the country's most historic days, November 9, 1989. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says it was, quote, a lucky day for which we Germans are still grateful. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Boy Scouts art collection will help pay abuse survivors.
Expensive and precious artwork belonging to the Boy Scouts of America, including some paintings by Norman Rockwell, will go up for auction to help compensate tens of thousands of people, mainly men, who were sexually abused while boys in the scouting program. The auction begins Friday with more than two dozen works, the beginning of the expected sale of over 300 pieces in the coming years. I'm Julie Walker.
Tourists in Rome will not be allowed to toss coins over their shoulders into the famous Trevi Fountain for a while. Maintenance work is underway. However, the mayor of Rome inaugurated a steel walkway over the maintenance work yesterday, saying it'll provide tourists with a close-up view until it's all done. City lore has it the tossing a coin into the broke fountain will ensure a return trip to Rome someday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Radio 680 WCPM.
Cloudy today with a few scattered showers along the front with a high of 62. Some more rain is possible tonight with fog late and a low of 54. Then clearing and warmer for Veterans Day on Monday tomorrow with a high of 71 degrees. And on Tuesday, sunny and cooler as the high temperature eventually hits the upper 50s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
One of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. And one more thing, this Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com, or call a Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com today.
If you're ready to retire or just thinking about retiring, Retire Smart Maryland Radio is your go-to. Now with another hour during the weekend, Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Saturdays at noon and again on Sundays at 2 p.m. Each week, they'll answer your questions on how to thrive in today's stock markets. Retire Smart Maryland, your one-stop financial source for retiring smart. Retire Smart Maryland, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 2 p.m. Exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick inviting you to my homecoming. Join me for Kim Klasick Live from 9 to noon. We'll discuss the most important local and national issues every weekday. I'd love for you to join me on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. I want to tell you first about an open house that I'm having, and I'll mention it again later in the show. 7918 Winterset Avenue, which is a Stevenson home in 21208, just south of Beltway Exit 21. This has four levels. It has four bedrooms, two and a half baths, and a total of about 5,000 square feet. It's bright, it's spacious, it has one of the biggest, most useful kitchen areas I have ever been in. Combines kitchen and living and den, high ceilings. If you're interested in seeing the Stevenson home at 7918 Winterset Avenue, come on out or call me if you need directions, 410-530-2400. Again, 7918 Winterset Avenue. Look forward to seeing you. This is going to be our first showing today. First showing, first open house. Also want to tell you about a couple of other properties that I have. I have a really very, very special home coming on the market. You know my homes, most of the times, are quite unique. It is a luxury home. It is meticulously landscaped. It has numerous primary suites. Very large primary suite on the first floor, two rooms, two bathroom. Same thing upstairs, two rooms, each with their own bathrooms, two more rooms, each with their own bathrooms. It's sitting on over 2 acres. It's in a private gated community. It is, the zip code is 21153. Huge deck. Just a really gorgeous contemporary home. If you're interested in a large, beautiful, contemporary home, it has it all. The kitchen is wonderful, solid maple cabinets, and a huge expanded center island that you can easily sit six people, all the highest of end appliances, a sunroom, so many things about this. Hopefully we'll have this completely on the market by next week, and I can tell you more about it. Contemporary home coming on the market in a gated private community in Green Spring Valley. Give me a call if you're interested, or if you're working with a real estate agent, have them give me a call. Another really special property that I've got is Unit 906, which is a penthouse with a golf course view. This is at 11 Slade. It's rarely available to have a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath with a laundry and this kind of view with a 26-foot balcony. Thinking about moving for some luxury co-op living, give me a call. Again, this is at 11 Slade. It is ready to be shown, and it is nice, really nice move-in condition. Huge, huge living room, dining room, huge balcony, skylight in the kitchen. Very nice if you're looking for a co-op that includes all utilities and even taxes, but it is an all-cash property only. So that's a couple of houses that I've got. Also in that same building, I have Unit 614, almost just the opposite. It is a studio apartment, same building. If you're interested in seeing that, give me a call. Good news, Candy Root, that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, is under contract, working with a really, really nice real estate agent by the name of Vishal. I'm looking forward to that being going to settlement. And this will go to settlement before Thanksgiving. So that's pretty exciting. I wanted to talk to you still about, most of us have much more stuff than we have space, and we really find that out when we're about to move. As you've heard, moving can be exciting, but it can be very stressful. While the idea of that new place is an adventure, the tasks ahead are overwhelming. There are What I want to talk to you about today are some of the ways to simplify the moving process and to get help when needed. And hopefully we'll have a guest on that's going to be talking about how to help this. If you have more stuff than space in your new home, maybe you might need to get a storage unit. This way you can keep things you don't want to throw away and have a tidy living area. But to keep really important paper safe, make sure you organize your documents. Make sure to make moving easier, you need to group things like your lease agreements, your change of address forms, your packing list, any of your personal papers. Make sure you get them organized and together. And don't forget about the internet, about the cable, about changing your phone number, all of these things. Ask friends about movers and cleaners and helpers. All of these things can help you save time. Lots of things you can keep, you can donate, you can sell to reduce clutter. Make sure the old home is clean before you move. I would say, you know, go for a deep clean for the home you're leaving. Go for a deep clean for the home you're moving in. And again, moving is overwhelming, but it can become more manageable and less stressful with the right support. So I am looking forward to telling you more about that. Remember, I did tell you about a wonderful client who had giving away parties instead of going away parties. And the going away parties was like a big Thanksgiving dinner where first invited the family and the children and the grandchildren over, and they could pick anything they wanted from the house that was not something that the sellers were taking. They had a second party, and they had all of their nieces and nephews and friends. They had a third one where they invited neighbors. So it was a good way to get their home cleaned out and still have fun time also. I'm going to take Claude first in Arbutus. Good afternoon, Claude.
Hey, Margaret. How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
What is the minimum credit score for FHA loan?
That we need to talk to a lender about. And if there's a lender out there listening in, give us a call or call me after the show. I can give you several names of people to go FHA and the loan amounts that are okay.
All right. Well, don't they make a no documentation loan?
They do.
Income?
Again, this is a question for the lender. Claude, call me after the show, and I will give you some names, and we'll get those questions answered, okay?
Okay, we'll do, Margaret.
Thank you so much. Okay, we have Peggy on the line. Good afternoon, Peggy. I have been waiting you. Peggy is our senior move manager. We were talking about moving and all the stuff, and Peggy has just helped one of my very, very special clients to coordinate the moving and all the stress that goes into it. So welcome, Peggy. How are you today?
I'm good, Margaret. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, I'm delighted. You were so, so helpful and still are, even after they've moved, to not only help them move, but you started months ago with organizing what stays.
Yes.
Tell us more about that,
how
you come in and how you help people do that.
Okay, sure. We have wonderful clients in common, and they called my company, Moyer, to help with their move, and their situation was such that they were able to make the choice that they were ready to move, but it kind of came up quickly because the apartment they were interested in became available. So they were in a house for many, many years with a lot of stuff, and they were a bit overwhelmed by the quick process of downsizing. So that's when I stepped in to help them, and appreciating that it's a very emotional time in someone's life, regardless of age or circumstances. It's a lot to deal with, to contend with. And there are so many moving parts, things that we don't think about until the time comes. So the first thing we did is we went in, we had a consult with them, which was free of charge, and we customized a plan for each individual client. And then with them, I sat down and we wrote out a list, breaking it all down into smaller bites so that it's easier to, you know, to handle. And we just started going through items, thinking about what they definitely wanted to take with them, which is always the easiest thing to do. Start with what you know you want, the big items, the furniture, that kind of thing. Based on that, we are able to do a floor plan, you know, so that they know that everything's going to fit. But then you get down to the nitty-gritty, where you need to start really going through things and parting with things. Margaret, I'm sure you've had that experience with clients, and that's really a difficult thing to do, to say goodbye to a lot of things that hold memories. So my particular position, what I like to do is really come in and be a friend, be a guiding light for them, kind of hold their hand, if you will, and give them permission to let some of those things go. But also just an ear. I lend an ear. I listen, because there's a lot of emotion tied to this move, too. So we had a lot of success, and, you know, they weren't able to let go of everything, but that was kind of the plan. We knew that that was going to happen, and so now that they're settled in their beautiful apartment, I have gone back to help them now kind of go through those boxes that are quite tedious with the papers and the pictures and, you know, the memories, the letters, that kind of thing.
What I found, Peggy, is that you did so much more than just help them move. You talked about the emotional aspect of it, keeping them calm, explaining what's going on. And then you did all kinds of things that have to be done, but you don't think about. The new phone number, the address, new address, getting cable and internet hooked up.
Yes.
All of these things, where to go. And then when you have that last bit of stuff and you don't want to know what to do with it, in this case, we had pictures and photos and videos and what do we do? And I think you finally helped them make the decision. Why don't we get a small storage locker to take the stress away from us? We can go through that at a later time, because if they were to have taken all that with them, it would have just cluttered up the new place.
Absolutely. And honestly, I think that, you know, in these situations, a lot of folks are frozen at the thought of that whole process. And so I really feel that it's important to get someone to help you, whether you hire a company or you have family members. You know, some folks are blessed to have family, local family that can help them, but not everybody has that. And I think that it's just having somebody that can come in, be patient, and listen and understand, because for a lot of people, this is a situation that occurs whether they have health issues and they have to downsize, or they've lost a spouse, or they're just ready to simplify their life.
Peggy, I'm going to ask you to be patient for a minute.
Yes,
we need to take a break. Can you stay with us through the show?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. You are listening to All About Real Estate. We're listening to a senior move manager who's with Moyer, and her name is Peggy Davis. I'll give you her number out later. If you've got questions or comments about moving or suggestions, give us a call. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you, and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress, and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate, and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. ActiveRain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, ActiveRain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. ActiveRain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features ActiveRain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. ActiveRain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of ActiveRain? For information on how to join ActiveRain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
This is Delegate Nino Mangione. Join me and Irish Charities of Maryland at the 50th Annual Maryland Irish Festival set for November 8th through 10th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The event includes traditional and contemporary Irish music, authentic Irish food and beverage, cultural activities, a kids zone, and an assortment of vendors. There will also be 50th anniversary drink and food specials in addition to whiskey tastings, special raffles, and more. Proceeds will benefit local nonprofits and charities. Ticket prices vary. For more info, visit irishfestival.com.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. You're listening to All About Real Estate. And we have a guest on today. Her name is Peggy Davis. She is a senior move manager. Very specialized, but something I don't think I was that aware of until the last few years. Something that some of our buyers, some of our sellers really, really need that outside help. Maybe they don't have the family members or the close circle of friends who can help them. Maybe they don't want to ask those friends and family to help. When you are moving and when you are overwhelmed, when you're leaving a house, maybe you've been in for 20, 30, 50 years, it's time to start somewhere. Most of the time I hear people say, we'd like to move, but I have absolutely nowhere to begin. I don't know where to move, how to move, and that's the time to start looking. I'm going to interrupt us a minute, Peggy, before I come to you. We've got Bridget on the line, and Bridget is our lender who is going to tell us about the question that Claude asked just a little while ago. Good afternoon, Bridget.
Well, good morning, Margaret. Good afternoon, Margaret.
Good afternoon.
Nice to talk to you today.
Again, thank you. So you want to answer the caller's questions, because you know, yes. I leave those lender questions to very special lenders. Go for it.
I love that you always say, I sell the house, you sell the money.
Exactly.
So Claude had asked what the minimum FHA score is for what the minimum credit score is for an FHA mortgage loan, and there are lenders that will do loans down to a 500. Most have what's called an overlay or an extra kind of safeguard to protect them, so they'll go down to like a 580. If they need down payment assistance, they're probably still looking closer to a 640 or higher. So it really depends on the borrower, the type of loan, and the lender that they go with. A lot of times what will happen is we'll be able to look at somebody's credit score and help them to determine ways to start to improve it, because certainly the lower the score, the higher the risk to the lender. So what we want to do is try to help them to improve their score so that they can get better lending terms and rates, of course.
Perfect. Thank you. You're right. I'm going to stick to to selling the houses. You stick to helping them get the money for the houses.
Sounds good.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in, and I hope Claude got his answers from that. If not, he can call me after the show, and I'll give him your phone number, Bridget. Thanks. Thanks again. Okay, we are going back to Peggy Davis, who is our senior move manager, who is telling us how much help she can give, and I've seen it in person, when somebody is moving from the big house, from the small house, from any house, just helping them make the list that they need to do. You know, little things, the paperwork, the addresses, the cable box, all of those things. So, Peggy, we are back with you, and you just do so much. Give us some of the highlights of how you really think you help people the most.
Sure. And I wanted to just also mention that, you know, we definitely have a lot of clients that are in the process of moving, but we also will help people who want to stay in their home, aging in place, for example, and making the house more appropriate for their situation, maybe moving their bedroom downstairs and rolling up rugs that might be trip hazards and adjusting the kitchen so that it's more user-friendly, that kind of thing. And then the other thing that I wanted to mention, too, is that, like you had said, a lot of times you have clients that come to you, they're ready, they're wanting to sell their house and move to the next chapter, if you will, but they're just overwhelmed and kind of frozen. We also will come in, we have clients that do this in stages. They're not ready to actually pull the trigger, but they would like to simplify things so that when they have the opportunity to move forward to the next place, they can do it because they've prepared ahead of time. So that's also something that is helpful, you know, for a lot of folks. But yes, I mean, I think, you know, the main thing is being able to go in and assess the situation, listen to the client, what are their needs, what is it that really causes them the greatest stress, and figure out solutions to those issues. And, you know, it may be, there may be things that they want to send to family members. We're able to do that too, you know. I just think that our goal is to try to simplify the situation so that we can go ahead and let them be able to do what it is that they want to do. And I think that paperwork, books, photographs, those things, you know, those memories are precious to people. And I think you just have to get to a place where you realize that you can't take everything with you. And it's that process of just being able to have conversations with them and say, okay, where can we start? What is an area that you're ready to tackle? Let's see what we can do. And I find time after time that once we get through that first step, that first stage, if you will, that first closet, what have you, it gets to be easier each time we chip away at something because they feel successful. They feel like they've accomplished this and it's okay. It's not hurting like they thought it would. And I think that to me is very satisfying because I'm there to be with them when they take that first step and they realize, okay, this is doable. We're just going to keep going. And we just keep going. And you mentioned also there are lots of little things, that list of to-do things that we don't think about until it's time. And when it's all coming at you at one time, it can be almost paralyzing. So it's reminding them, we like to do a list, kind of give them at a glance, 3 months in advance, 2 months in advance, 1 month, 2 weeks ahead of time. These are the things that we need to make sure that we get done. And there are so many other you know, if you're moving into a community, you have people on that other end that are there to help, too. And we work with them. It's a group effort.
I think you've just given us so much information. I know when you helped this last family move, mm-hmm. I remember the pictures were a concern, and they had lots and lots of pictures around the house.
Yes.
How do they take them all? And what we decided to do is, are you going to use all these picture frames? No. Let's take the pictures out of the frames. Let's photograph the photographs.
Yep.
And that way you've got your memories there. You can then get rid of them without losing the memories. And then you can donate or give those frames away. And that was, as you say, one step at a time. Once you do one thing, I think people need what you're giving them is, where do we start?
I
love your suggestion also with the first things you should be talking about. Only take what you love. What do you want? Not what are we going to do with this other thing, but these are the things I have to have in my new place. That's a much more positive way of looking at a move.
Yes.
Because then when you finish and you look at something and you say, can I live without this? Must I keep this? Or would this go to storage? Then you can say, that doesn't get packed. We're only packing things that you love. And again, giving those suggestions and confidence helps people get through this very stressful process. So many times, as you said, I get these phone calls and people know they have to move. Maybe the house has steps or, you know, they just can't handle it anymore, but they don't know where to start. And that's where I would love to recommend a company like yours, Senior Move Manager. Tell us about tell us the name of your company and where they can reach you.
Sure. Moyer is the name of our company, and we do everything, from moving down the street, in the state, out of the country, and that's the umbrella that we all are under. So we can service anything that would be involved in a move. I can give you... Do you want phone numbers? Is that what you're looking for,
Margaret? I tell you what, let's keep going with the information we can give everybody.
Okay.
If anybody wants your information, you can always call me after the show. And that's Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400. And then you can also Google Senior Move Manager and you'll find Moyer, M-O-Y-E-R.
Yes, and we're in the DMV area. So, I think that what you're doing with this show is so wonderful, Margaret, just being able to be a voice for everybody that's going through this process and giving them the information, because honestly, it's very difficult to hear these stories of people that finally reach us, and when we're able to help them, they look back and say, I wish I would have done this 10 years ago, but they didn't because they couldn't. So
they couldn't, they were frozen. And there, I know there's lots of people out there listening, because you call me during the week, I really need to sell my house. You're just overwhelmed. Maybe this is the time to call someone like a Peggy. If not to move you, to at least get you started. I like that first free consultation to let them know what you can do for them. I mean, that's a wonderful service. So anybody who is interested in that, you'll call me and we'll put you guys together.
That's great.
Tell me some other things that have made a big difference. I know my clients really said, I don't think I could have gotten through this without Peggy, without this kind of service. I mean, down to having a problem with the phone company and getting their phone switched over took days to do.
Yes, that was very unnecessary, but it was. We struggled, but we got through it. When I think about this, I think about individuals that I've worked with, and another client that I have that we're actually just getting ready to move next week. And it was a situation where you know, her spouse suddenly passed away, and she was in this big, big home, and she was lonely, and she really was ready to make the move, but she was overwhelmed with the just the massive amount of things that needed to be, you know, she had artwork, she had things that were of value, and just figuring out where do I begin. And that's the other thing that we find, that, you know, you don't want to just, you can't just throw everything away. You want to find homes for certain things. And so we really do try, whether it's an auction house or items that could be donated or, you know, an estate sale. Maybe you have that much that could actually be worth something that you want to have an estate sale. But just being able to have somebody come in and say, okay, these things over here, this is what we can do with them, and we can check into, you know, you know, I actually had a connection with a gallery owner, so we called them, and just finding solutions to these issues and breaking it down again into those smaller parts to make it, you know, doable. And it was a very emotional move for her. I've worked with her a lot. But by the time we, you know, by the third visit, we were laughing while we were going through clothing. And this is a woman that was really in tears the first time I met her. And so just, you know, I almost feel like I've made friends through these, because it's a very intimate time in their life, and they're allowing me to be part of it. So I definitely have respect for that, and I do my best to make it as you know, as pleasant a process as we can, and we just keep forging ahead. And having said this, I am there to help. The client is, you know, they're driving the bus, I'm the passenger, and so, you know, there are times when I realize We've hit it. We're going to stop today. You know, we'll start again the next day, because you really, I'm not there to push or force anything.
No, I'm going to interrupt you again.
Sure.
We are going to take another break, and we're going to come back and talk about who's the driver, who's the passenger, and some of the other services. You're not just there to move them. So you all are listening to All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400.
A front is going to result in some cloud cover to end the weekend today, and also the potential for some scattered showers at times with a high around 62. And if you're going to be out tonight, you may encounter some rain with areas of fog forming late and a low dropping down to 54. And a dry and warmer for Veterans Day on Monday with a clearing trend taking place. Some gusty winds out of the west at times at a high of 71. Clear tomorrow night with a low cooling to the upper 40s. And on Tuesday, plenty of sunshine. It will be breezy with a high hitting 58 degrees. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll love Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team. They're the most talented, compassionate, and caring people you could ask for. And they use sedation techniques to make sure that you're completely relaxed and comfortable during treatment. If you want to have that beautiful smile and healthy mouth that you deserve, they are the experts. They're in network with a number of medical insurance companies for this life-changing Full Arch Teeth Express teeth in a day implant treatment, helping to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. When was the last time you saw a periodontist? Call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his expert team at Baltimore Periodontics, 410-744-6088. That's 410-744-6088.
If you're ready to retire or just thinking about retiring, Retire Smart Maryland Radio is your go-to. Now with another hour during the weekend, Retire Smart Maryland Radio, Saturdays at noon and again on Sundays at 2 p.m. Each week, they'll answer your questions on how to thrive in today's stock markets. Retire Smart Maryland, your one-stop financial source for retiring smart. Retire Smart Maryland, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 2 p.m. Exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. And what we're doing today is I'm addressing those people who've been calling me during the week, during the month, looking for places to live, and then being in a panic. When they find the place, how are they going to get everything together and move and get everything organized? And they may not have the help they need. And this is a nice service that I have found helpful. This is, we're talking to Peggy Davis, who is a senior move manager. And it's not like, you know, sometimes, oh, you just hire the moving truck. This is way, way, way more detailed, starting months before you're ready to move. And actually, you can start even if you're not planning to move, just to help you get your home organized, what to do with it. I like that Peggy's got these other services, whether it's auctions or who to give things to, take care of those things. Peggy, share some more with us. I'm really enjoying helping our clients that are listening.
Oh, sure. Yeah, so I think when we left off, we were talking about who's the driver and who's the passenger. And definitely, I make that clear from the beginning. Of course, I have some clients that really are looking for my guidance and kind of wanting me to maybe take turns driving the bus, if you will. So
yeah.
If that's the case, I certainly am happy to do that. But I really want to make sure that my clients understand that this is, I mean, they're making decisions. I'm helping to guide them. And the goal is to make it easier for them to make the decisions. So in the end, they have ownership over this. They just need somebody to kind of come in and offer up the possible solutions to the problems. And I know the client that you and I worked with, we got everything done, and then there were still items that they were not taking with them. They were not, some items are not donatable. If you have, for example, things maybe that aren't in good shape, or you have upholstered furniture that has some, you know, the cat has clawed it a bit or it's got some stains, it's difficult to donate, even in good condition, upholstered furniture. But we work with somebody that will come in, they'll look at what you have left, and he was able to give them some money for some of their items, and then he did clear out everything else, and I think in the end he ended up owing them a little bit of money. But you know, just doing that clear out so that then you, Margaret, were able to come in, stage a house, you know, get it ready to open up for prospective buyers. So, again, it's just being able to find people and solutions for everything so that then in the end these folks can go ahead and, you know, look forward to the next step. And that's really what we're able to do. I have a client that I just met with recently, and he wants to stay in his home, but he is overrun by paperwork. And so that is also something that we see a lot. The papers just kind of tend to get out of control. And if you're not somebody who, you know, is, I know, I have personal experience with this. My mother is the same way. It's just the paperwork just makes her head hurt, and she doesn't address it on a regular basis. So, again, that's something else that we can come in and just work with you. And work through it, get rid of what you can get rid of, and then help you organize the things that are necessary to keep and important documents and so forth. So
another service that you're offering is organizing.
Yes, definitely.
You know, there are people who do nothing but personal organization.
Yes.
And you've got that already built in. I mean, there are many people, and there's so many people out there to help you, from stagers, real estate agents, people like Peggy with the Senior Move Manager, auction houses. There's really a lot of help, but it becomes so overwhelming that you can't handle it. And I have seen pretty close to nervous breakdowns during this time.
Oh.
The stress is overwhelming, and if we can help you with that stress, that's what we're here to do. And
exactly.
I'm really glad that I was, you know, able to watch you work and see how we're going. We're going to take one more break, and we'll come back and do a summary of this, okay? You are listening to All About Real Estate, Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive, life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
This is Delegate Nino Mangione. Join me and Irish Charities of Maryland at the 50th Annual Maryland Irish Festival, set for November 8th through 10th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The event includes traditional and contemporary Irish music, authentic Irish food and beverage, cultural activities, a kids' zone, and an assortment of vendors. There will also be 50th anniversary drink and food specials, in addition to whiskey tastings, special raffles, and more. Proceeds will benefit local nonprofits and charities. Ticket prices vary. For more info, visit irishfestival.com.
It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. I'm just sharing with you how we as real estate agents and brokers can help you not just list your house and sell your house or find a house and sell you a house, but there's a lot more that goes on getting homes ready to sell, both emotional and physical and psychological. And this is just one of the many services that are available to you who are thinking about moving either now or in the future. Maybe, as Peggy said, you we may be able to find a way to have you stay in your home, as we call it, age in place. Maybe we can take that family room and make it into a first floor bedroom and a bathroom, and maybe you can live out your years in your own place. So I think what's so terrific about someone like Peggy, who's a senior move manager, is she's got so many creative ideas. And the main thing is, what is it that you need? And Peggy's the kind of person who listens to what you need, assesses that, and go step by step. Now, if you want it done really quick, that can also happen. But if you need it done in stages, you also have that kind of help. So, Peggy, how would you like to kind of wrap it up and what you're saying, what we're saying today?
Oh, thank you. I think the words of advice that I would give at this point is, you know, really think about what it is, again, like we've been saying all along, what is it that you want? What is the goal that you're trying to reach or attain? And then figure out what you need, what kind of help that you might need in order to get there. And I believe that our company, Moyer, certainly can assist you on any level. I mean, there, you know, something that someone may think is just too small of a job, don't be afraid to ask, because we all are looking, you know, to help. And I think the other thing is if you just want to make a small change on your own, we always tend to give this advice. Take a box. Set it in a area of your house that's not going to be in your way. And each week, just try to pull things, maybe a few items from your closet or that junk drawer or the kitchen, things that you don't need right now, that you're not going to need, that you're ready to part with. It's not as overwhelming that way. You're taking your time, you're making the decisions, and then you're able to free yourself. And, I mean, most neighborhoods have different companies that call for pickups, and put your name on that list, set your box out, and just see what it feels like. And I promise you that it's going to feel a bit freeing each time you do that. And, you know, work your way up from there. And but always, you know, like I said, and you reiterated, Margaret, we're happy to come in and speak with you, and, you know, no cost to you, and just map out a plan. And we've had clients that have taken that plan and called us back in a year when they're really ready to do it. So we will honor that. And I did just want to mention, we can, you know, we're at MoyerMoveManagement.com, and we do have offices in D.C., Virginia, and your area, Baltimore and Annapolis. And I will give Margaret those numbers, and certainly feel free to contact us.
Okay, well, I think that is wonderful. I'm delighted that you agreed to come on the show today to show there are ways to help you when you're ready to move. You don't have to do it all your own.
Absolutely.
If you are thinking about moving, if you are thinking about selling, give me a call. Let me help you decide what your needs are. Sure, you want to find a new home, but are you ready if you do find that new home? You just may not be, and you need some advice. Start clearing out, start getting rid of, start purging. As Peggy is saying, you know, start with stuff you don't need, or, you know, take the things that you absolutely love and put them in one area so that that you know those are the things that you are going to keep. So, again, I thank you. Thinking about buying or selling, give me a call. We have an open house today at 7918 Winterset Avenue. If you want directions, you want to come today, please stop by or give me a call, and I can set up another appointment for you. You can reach me 410-530-2400. Thank you so much, Peggy. Thank you all for listening. This is Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate.
Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.